In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Welcome to Ghost Show.
No.
Oh, well, it sounds like there's some ghosts in here.
People are running out of breath, man. They were like, hey, tell people about our podcast. And they're like, can't even say it.
They can't get through the whole thing.
So now it's just Ghost Show.
Do you think we could rebrand? Do you think at any given moment, do you think the people are here for the ghosts or they're here for us?
That's a good question that I don't want to.
Do I answer it as the answer I want?
You just don't answer
questions
like that.
We don't. Okay. All right.
You just move on.
You just keep skedaddling on through.
Breaking news.
That was really good.
Here we are.
I needed more strings in there.
Here we are with Kevin Siraj.
This just in our home state, Utah, in the United States of America.
People aren't going to be able to tell if this is a joke or not if you say it like it's not
there
real.
There was found. They've already heard about it, Houston.
Have they?
There was found. Okay. In all seriousness, in Utah, some freaking monolith. If anyone doesn't know what a monolith is, it's basically just a giant pillar. A big rectangular pillar.
Isn't the Washington Monument a monolith?
It is a monolith.
So take that, make it about 10 to 12 feet tall out of iron?
I don't know if they discovered
steel.
Out of shiny metal.
Shiny stuff.
And make it a triangle.
And put it out in the middle of nowhere.
It's in the shape of a triangle with that.
It's not out in the middle of nowhere, and nobody knows how it got there, who put it there, where it came from.
Yeah, so did you read the whole story? Do you know how they found it?
Yeah, they were like doing the flying around.
Coptering around, and the guy was like, yo, Jimmy, turn this ship around.
Turn this bird around. There's monoliths to be discovering. They were counting bighorn sheep, and they found it just lying about.
They're like, that's not a bighorn sheep. That's a giant piece of metal.
Are you sure about that, Ernie?
I can't believe we caught that. There's a crew coming through later counting everything that's not a bighorn sheep, and we found this first. Update, though. Posted today, the monolith is gone.
They took it out?
Honky.
They didn't take it out.
You know.
It is missing.
I don't believe
it. They've interviewed the people who found it. They're like, we didn't touch it, and there's a pile of rocks where it was.
Darn it, man. Dang it.
It's gone.
I don't believe it.
Here I am.
12-foot tall hunk of iron.
Here I am
gone.
Thinking, wow, we actually have a legit story here, and now they faked it. They ruined it.
They didn't fake it.
Fake.
Dude, you can look at the old geese who they're interviewing for it. He doesn't have a speculative bone in his body.
It's like when Hollywood gets all excited over a good movie and then they make a sequel and it's poop. What happened.
You don't
here.
Think this
they're
adds
like, oh, we've got them eating out of our hands. You know what would really knock their socks off? Let's take it away.
I'm shocked that the both of you aren't seeing that this adds more mystery to the situation than proving
it could.
If it does,
it does.
We're under attack.
This thing,
we're hosed.
A 12 foot
tall. The only reason that I'm sad,
okay,
is that there's no longer a 12 foot tall monolith
for you to go find.
Shiny metal monolith.
There's just a pile
of
rocks.
But now you get to imagine that this thing got national media attention,
world
attention. And whoever put it there was like, uh-oh, this isn't too important for everyone to know about. Time to move it. Got to get it out of here. ASAP.
It just teleported to a... It's like a video game.
It
teleported to a new spot on the Earth, and as soon as we find that, then it moves somewhere else. Find it 10 times, and then you find treasure.
No, that's not how that works.
It's too important to be found. They don't want us messing with it.
Then on the 10th time, and then you find it, but it's open.
You know...
See, either...
And there's wisdom in there.
Either that was the case, or... Or it was just not necessary anymore. Either the aliens got what they needed from it.
Ooh, they might have.
They pulled it. Or they're setting up like... They could be setting up like... Things to read specific areas where they set up a bunch of them around like in a circle or in like a pentagram or in some special...
Yeah, dude, that's what they did. They were like... It was a door.
Could be.
They sent just one team of aliens from the planet... And they're like, go find somewhere to put this door so we can all move.
how
so
wacky.
They single file came through this door and now they're living among us.
How wacky would it have been to be in that helicopter and like you're flying again, week two, time to count bighorn sheep like always, and you're nearing where the monolith stood and you're like, hey, Jimmy, there's our special... Wait. Like, it's not there.
He's like, Jimmy.
Land the copter.
He's
they
like,
land
I
it.
Thought you took it away.
They land it.
No.
And they said in the report that they wouldn't tell people where the location of this was because it was in like a hard to reach, really wilderness area of Utah, and they didn't want people getting stranded or hurt trying to get to it. So it wasn't.
I could
bull.
Get to it. I could get to that.
Bull.
We've got a lot of mountains around here. I don't think that that's out of the question.
People aren't just gonna.
It's
like,
not. It
put
wasn't
on a backpack
at the...
and start walking. Nobody does that.
You
except
know
for people who can.
You literally know a member of my family
except for
who does
who
that.
Can
he has a broken knee 90% of the time, and he still finds himself running around Pine
that's
Valley.
The way that he does it anyway. That's not a reason not to tell people where it's at. These mountains are beautiful, but we're not going
to
tell you where
they
are because they
have
it's
to
dangerous.
Copter. They have to copter to this area.
What a stupid thing.
No, that's not. What if it's like 3 days from civilization? There's no roads. So it's like, okay, 3 day hike.
There are plenty of backpacking places that people talk up that they don't use the same caution.
People who are going to be speculative of like paranormal stuff who want to see this thing aren't going to be like, well, I better check with the backpack company first.
So you know what's really cool?
They're just going to start marching in that direction and they're going to get stranded.
You know what's really cool?
This is called natural selection.
You know what's really cool?
Good game, boys.
Is the top of Mount Everest.
Okay.
And nobody's going to hide that because... That's not how that works.
What do you mean? What are you? What?
If you want to go to the top of Mount Everest, you know that you're taking the risk. And
yeah.
You may not make it back down the top of Mount Everest.
Okay.
So there are so many places in the earth that we know of that are cool places that you can go to that are like, okay, you can go here, but it's really freaking dangerous.
But there's
dangerous.
Nothing, but like, it's...
I just feel like that's just such an easy cop-out answer. It's like...
But the monolith, oh, no.
Well, the monolith...
Far too treacherous to
might,
even tell you where it is.
See, the monolith might attract people who aren't fit or prepared for how hard it would be to get to it.
I think that's dumb. I think...
What?
I think they probably didn't want to give
it... You heard him.
I'll bet they probably didn't want to give it more publicity than it needed.
If they didn't want to give it more, they wouldn't have given it any.
See, that's not... I don't necessarily believe that that's true. I'll bet the people who actually found it... I don't know. I don't really feel like it's always up to the person who is in charge of the area to get it in the media.
Okay, fair. Well, push comes to... At the end of the day, this made national headlines, and whoever put it there, be it government or individual, saw it, thought, that's not good, and literally went and moved it. Literally... Whoever had it there saw that it got attention and was like, poop, bad, I have to move it. And then they did. Because it's too important for us to look into too much.
Turn on your notifications, tune into the morning radio show, do whatever you have to do to keep up.
Which morning radio
this?
Jockey's going to have the deets on the monolith location?
Names.
All of them?
It's a conspiracy.
That's which ones? All of them.
See, the thing about this monolith is that it's cool, first things first. It's second things second. It could be so many things. Like, you could speculate so much.
But right now, it's
we
for
just
sure.
have no direction.
It's just a giant iron bar.
Not anymore. It's just a hole in the ground with a bunch of dirt.
Well, that doesn't mean that it's just it's ceased to exist.
Where is it?
Maybe it got sucked.
I don't actually asking Kevin Siraj where this thing is.
You know, there is a pile of rocks over where it was. Where, like, that's just a mound of rocks where it was. Maybe they just, like, sucked it back into the earth, and there's just a pile of rocks there, and no one who went to check on it thought to maybe push the rocks over and look for a hole.
Story time. My story. Two people are the same person is the title of this story. Oh, there's a question mark at the end of that. I read it like there wasn't, but there is.
I'm sorry, not sure. Just had to take a refreshing drink of water.
He practiced that before. I want everyone to know that he practiced that before the episode.
He literally practiced that.
Oh, one second. I think I need to do one more. I'm parched. One second.
Ew.
Slurp it out of there like some
delicious
alien.
I spilt water.
He stuck his tongue all the way into the water bottle and laughed it out like a dog.
It's not true. I did spill on myself, though.
I'm not sure if this belongs here. I guess it's more of a conspiracy question mark. But do you believe two people living on this earth at the same time could be the same person? Question mark, question mark.
How could they? Before you ask any other dumb questions, you answer me this. How could they?
Sam, it's paranormal. Okay.
Listen to the description and then you'll feel dumb. Wait for that. I feel like I found this. They look similar, but not doppelganger or anything like that. It goes much, much deeper.
How can you tell that?
It's their mannerisms. They talk similar. They're passionate about the same things. They even have a tattoo in the same spot.
Are they the same? No. Are they the same person or are they not?
They could be.
That's not an answer. That's a no.
Why? He's saying he doesn't know. That's an I don't know. That's why I'm asking. That's why I'm making this post.
Does he have like an example?
He's giving the example.
No, but like... No.
This is a dumb question. You know.
Whoa.
If I meet you, I'm good friends with you, and I meet some guy that I think looks so much like you. Either I know that this is Kevin Siraj, or it's not.
No, because Sam, I want you to put yourself in that situation, and you walk up and you meet somebody that you think is me. You are going to think of anything. You're going to look for anything you possibly can to denounce that being me, because if it is me, it will rock your entire world.
It would just rock my world because I would never assume that there was two of you,
exactly.
Kevin.
Exactly. So you it might
be, though.
The fact that
there's doubt in his mind is a clear evidence to the fact that they're not exactly the same.
No, that's what I'm saying. There will always be doubt in your mind. If actual me comes up to you, but it's Kevin number two, you will doubt it. You will immediately doubt it.
Why?
It won't be a surefire, because that is unnatural. That is something you would never, ever in a million years expect to see. You're saying that if I came up to you and you knew, like, you are looking at Kevin, I walk 100 yards away from you, and then Kevin number two comes around the corner, you're going to be like, oh, it's Kevin again. It's Kevin number two. You're going to be like, who is this guy that looks exactly like Kevin? It's certainly not Kevin. It's just somebody that looks incredibly similar to Kevin.
Well, then there's your answer.
But is it? That's what I'm saying.
You would know.
If it actually...
You would know.
I'm saying if it actually was a clone of me, you would not immediately just go, oh, that's Kevin's clone. Oh, there he is. I've seen him plenty of times before.
You wouldn't have to ask this question if this happened, Kevin.
You would.
You wouldn't.
You would be so unsure.
You would say, holy shiz, there's two of them. Period. Period. No. I'm not going to look at one and look at the other and say... Are there two of you?
Yes, you! How could you do that? You're telling me that there is... You have never come across a clone of another man before, and the very second that you do, you're like, oh yeah, no doubt in my mind, that's a clone right there. Yep. Clone.
You've done that?
That's what he's saying he would do.
Oh, I thought you were saying you had done that. I was
nobody's done that. But if it was a clone, you'd be like, holy crap.
A, you just think it was a twin. B.
Okay. Okay.
B, if you were standing right here, right in front of me, a second Kevin Siraj walked up and you were both standing in front of me, there would be two of you. Either it would be your twin.
And you're telling me that the first thing that comes to your mind is, no doubt in my mind, that is Kevin Siraj. There are
No doubt in my mind, there are two Kevin Sirajs standing in front of me.
No way. You would think what you just said. You would think that it was either a twin or somebody that looked just strikingly like me. And you would look for anything you could possibly find in the difference between us two to denounce that being a clone. And that's why this guy is asking this question. Is it possible? Houston, are you part of this podcast?
I've been drinking wine. What are you guys talking about?
You put water in your ears?
I'm just getting all finished up here.
Ladies, he's so thirsty.
I just can't get enough.
And now he's crushing. Instead of adding his two cents to this conversation, he decided to crush the water
bottle. I heard
the
word Kevin probably 200 times, and somewhere in between those two numbers.
What's wrong with that?
Somewhere in between those two numbers, I thought, I'm lost. I mean, they've lost me.
Do you understand the question at hand?
I do.
It's not a very complicated question.
I do. It just gets kind of dumb. I don't know.
What? That's dumb? You don't think that there could be... the question is, could there possibly be another Houston Tanner on the other side of the world?
I don't think so.
No.
Why?
Because if there was another me, I would think that maybe there'd be some kind of psychic link. Maybe I'd get some... I don't know.
That's dumb? You're telling me this question is dumb and then you give me a reason like that?
Look, if I had a...
If I had
a clone, like, someone would have to like get
then
my...
Then you'd just automatically know? Oh, yeah. Whoa, I'm getting some weird feelings in Finland right now.
I have a question. Is it a clone? Is it a clone or is it
no,
an exact...
It's not a clone.
Is it a mirror image?
It's just a mirror image. It's just somebody was born and it was you again.
See, that's not a mirror image though, because there's a lot to do with like experiences shaping who somebody is. So it would be a different person.
It's true. If you perfectly cloned me and raised
it
from
just
a baby,
be you. It would just be you as if you had grown up in that spot.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, it's its own
Is even a more practical situation.
Well, yeah. Sure, I guess, I mean,
we can
some
already clone
crazy
sheep.
Scientist could have stolen their DNA and created a new person out of it.
We've already cloned sheep, like, perfectly. Honestly, in the next, like, 15, 20 years, I could see that happening to people. I don't really see the point because it's just a different person that looks very similar to the person from before. Like, all those old rumors of, like, oh, they've cloned Hitler, They're bringing him back. He's back. He's back on Earth. It's Hitler. It doesn't matter. You do it, please. Clone Hitler. Do it.
Wait, why?
Because guess why? It won't make another Hitler.
Who wants to do that?
I don't know. Nazis. Certainly not a Jewish guy. Is that in bad taste?
That's just so lame.
That was like a real conspiracy theory for years. In fact, I think it's still a conspiracy theory.
What, that we're cloning Hitler?
Someone's cloning Hitler to kill more people.
Hitler would get stomped on if he got...
Yeah.
If you literally brought back the real Hitler right now, he wouldn't do crap.
No.
He would do nothing.
Yeah.
People would be like, oh, that's Adolf Hitler. We don't care about him. We know what he did. He's not doing it again.
Dude, he was so tricky and manipulative with the little power he got. He'd be homeless for a while. And then he'd be like, I'm really trying to change. Please.
Yeah, way.
They'd be like, he's like, can I have a job just sweeping the floors of this place? And they're like, we want to. We feel bad. But we can't give you anything.
At the old bakery.
Because
they'd be like, you know what? You can come in on the weekends and sweep.
No.
Give him a month.
No, because if you give him something a little, he's going to end up wanting a lot.
And then
just like World War II.
And then you'll have the freaking cuckoo protesters that are like, justice for Hitler. Give him a job. And that's all that would, that is the extent of the followers.
It would just, you'd feel uncomfortable. Today. Even if he really did have a change of heart and was like back on the earth and it was like,
You can't.
Because one day he's sweeping the floors. Then he's running the bakery. Then he he's the bakery delivering the baked goods to the Capitol. He's running like secretary for the Capitol. Then he's in charge. And now we have World War III.
All from
sweeping the floors. You give him a little, he takes a lot. That's Hitler's whole thing.
Even if he went into that with a genuine change of heart, once he gets into that position of power, it's all going to come back to him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
And he can't fight the temptation.
You know what? Something little tangent here. Every time I look at a map and see how big Germany is.
As if this wasn't
already a mega tangent. Every time I see how big Germany is on a map, I'm like, how? How did they hurt the world? How? It's so small.
It's a
tiny little country, and they like started slapping countries around like nobody's business. How did they put up a fight? How did they get the people for that? It's this big. I don't get it. That's a Houston conspiracy theory.
Firepower.
World War II wasn't real. Germany too small.
Germany too small. Here is a little tidbit. From my best friend, Sarah.
Oh.
We heard from her last week.
Last week?
Last week.
I thought it was 2 weeks ago, but go ahead.
Was it 2 weeks ago?
Could have been. I don't know. Who cares?
But she had emailed me, and I shared the story, and then there was a little bit at the end that I did not...
Oh, that's right. You said you wanted to come back to it.
Oh, yeah.
And now here we are. Another tale I have is largely accessible on Wikipedia.com. It is a local Connecticut legend that also happens to be local to Ohio and Michigan for some reason. And they're all pretty different versions of it, but they're also similar. The version that's familiar to me is basically that an asylum closed or got burned down or something. And that's not crazy that she says that because those are different variations of the thing as well. And escaped patients repopulated the surrounding woods, developing hydrocephalus.
Oh, that's a big word. I don't know what that
helps.
Help.
It's like that occurs. I looked it up. It occurs like in babies and stuff when they're developing, and it's like fluid in the brain that just like increases, and then their head gets really big.
Look at science Ew. Time with Sam over here.
I don't like that. Wait, this is happening to the full-grown adults?
Really big and deformed, yes.
So they're just a bunch of megamines running around in the forest now?
Yes. Developing this thing from inbreeding and cannibalism, thus...
Ew.
Melon heads.
Oh, no.
There's a spooky dirt road nicknamed Dracula Drive that's officially named Velvet
Dracula
Road.
Drive? You're just asking for it at that point.
Why would you...
It's like, you know, we've made a pretty good city here, but we need one haunted street. Why don't we just make it very clear that that's where this should be?
This is where they're said to have ended up. I have been down this road many a time, and it is very spooky at night. I don't have any additional information about the Danbury Frog people.
I thought they were the melon heads.
Wait, I know you don't have any information.
What is going on Dracula Drive?
You don't have any information on the frog people, but by next week's episode, I need information on the frog people.
Will you just shut up and let me finish this so that you know why there's no information on that?
Okay.
Or the faceless people of Monroe, and neither does Wikipedia, it would seem.
Faceless people.
We've got faceless people, melon heads, and frog people on this one street. You find out later it's just their last names.
But I looked these guys up, the melon heads.
Isn't that a show?
No, you're thinking of cone heads.
I am thinking of cone
heads. I'm
thinking
that as well.
Yeah.
There are several primary Connecticut variations. According to one variation of the myth, Fairfield County was the location of an asylum for the criminally insane that burned down in the fall of 1960, resulting in the death of all the staff and most of the patients, with 10 to 20 inmates accounted for. Supposedly having survived and escaped into the woods, the legend states that the Melonheads' appearance is the result of them having resorted to cannibalism in order to survive the harsh winters of the region and to inbreeding, which in turn caused them to develop hydrocephalus.
Oh.
Some retellings of this version substitute the asylum for or prison with places of business or campgrounds, and the inmates slash patients with employees, staff, or campgoers. The characteristics of the legend evolve. So there's like a, just a bunch of different, parts of the legend that different people tell. Of various versions of the legend after, or affect other parts versions of the legend. For example, some legends claim the melon heads would bite or consume whoever entered their territory. Also, the melon heads territory commonly involves a secluded rustic or dirt road running through it. This is one instance where elements of the legend interact over time and why some actual streets are mistakenly referred to as Dracula Drive by some locals.
Because they just happen to have melon heads on them? So they forget the name of the street because they're
on? This must be Dracula Drive.
Yeah, Melonhead is only on Dracula Drive. So
this has to be
this it. This has to be it.
Melonhead's stories of Ohio, according to the local lore, the Melonheads were originally orphans under the watch of a mysterious figure known as Dr. Crow. This sounds like a...
this sounds like a book.
This sounds like a book. It sounds like a what is that? A comic book. under the mysterious figure known as Dr. Crow. Crow is said to have performed unusual experiments on the children who developed large, hairless heads and malformed bodies. Some accounts claim that the children are already suffering from hydrocephalus and that Crow injected even more fluid into their
brains. Did I hear you say that he only performs experiments on hairless children?
Who developed large... said to have performed unusual experiments on the children who developed large.
He
made them.
I thought he was
heads.
He was just walking into town. He's like, I need a bald fat kid.
He's like, are there any melon heads in the house?
Well, he did. Some accounts claim that the children were already suffering from hydrocephalus, so maybe he saw that they had a big head and thought maybe let's make it bigger.
He's like, that's a powerful baby right there.
What if we made it bigger?
Let's make that bigger.
Big brain.
And that Crow injected even more fluid into their brains.
I hope that's not real, because that's horrifying.
Eventually, the legend continues. The children killed Crow, burned the orphanage, and retreated to the surrounding forests. Whoa! And supposedly feed on babies. Legend holds
that... So everyone sucks in this story.
So that... No, dude. That I mean, what do you expect? Okay, you're Dr. Crow. You're Dr. Crow, and you're like, I'm going to make these super babies. I'm going to make these super people with big heads.
And that they eat
And
people.
Then you do, and they're like, well, we don't need you anymore. Bye. Dead. And then they go
out. Oh, he's the victim?
They killed him. They killed Dr. Crow, did they not?
He performed unusual experiments on children.
Not unethical, no, just unusual.
They killed him and retreated into the woods. That's what it said, didn't it?
Yeah, but he was doing some questionable stuff.
What?
and they do eat babies now, so everyone sucks. Everyone in this story sucks. Just let them do their thing. If two parties that suck are at each other's throats, you just walk away.
What if that was a side effect of having a big head?
Killing your master?
No, not eating killing your master, babies. But eating babies.
Well, then I guess the science experiment was a success. And now we know not to put fluid in our brains because we'll eat babies otherwise.
I have a rather large head and I've never been inclined.
You've never licked your chops?
I've never felt the inclination.
In the room with a baby? Well, that's good, Sam. I'm glad.
So is that the end of that tale or what?
Yeah.
If ghosts aren't real, how do you explain all the ghosts caught on Google Maps?
Oh, got him.
Multiple images of ghostly figures
I'm stumped.
Read this. It's multiple images of ghostly figures have been appeared on the Google Maps Street View. How do you explain that? They have been spotted by multiple people browsing Google Maps and images and reported by news outlets.
This post better have an image.
It doesn't.
Oh, they are?
Oh, ho, ho, ho,
so many ghosts have been on Google Maps before. I don't have any. I've never seen one or know of any.
But they're there.
But, I mean, duh.
To their credit.
If you even think that there aren't ghosts on Google Maps,
then you haven't been lost before.
I just Googled ghosts on Google Maps, and I have two top searches. It's the Haunted Map by Google Maps. Oh, by...
Well, I'm going to assume that this isn't Google Maps, but Google Earth.
No, Google My Maps. What in the world? Did Google make this? What? Look at this. These are all the ghost spots.
What?
Right here. Right on Google Maps.
Define ghost spot.
I don't know. It's just, it says the haunted map and there's pings all over the place.
What are they?
I don't know. I'm looking for one where we're at. There's not one. The closest one's
just
in Nevada.
Just push on one. Tell me what it says.
Stewart Indian School. That's all the information we get.
So is that where, like, oh, is that just a haunted structure?
I guess. The haunted map, and it's in Nevada. It's in Carson City, Nevada. I'm not seeing any pictures of ghosts, though. The Stanley Hotel, Colorado. Haunted. That's it.
Okay, I'm pretty sure he means Google Earth.
Oh my gosh.
Really? Do you see a picture?
Did you look up?
Do I?
Oh, that's a ghost.
Let me see.
That's freaking...
No doubt.
No, what is it? That's, that's... What's that movie that just came out? With the pants. With the legs.
I was laughing at that picture, and now I'm laughing at you.
No.
What
are
you talking
about? The legs.
It's, the legs?
It's...
Oh, Onward.
Onward!
Oh, the
That's
Disney
it.
Movie.
I was True thinking, story, nonfiction.
I was thinking of horror. I literally took a Photoshop class in high school, and I guarantee I could recreate that. And I almost failed the class.
No, this is actual Google Maps.
Houston, that's a freaking... Wow.
I didn't actually almost fail the class. I just didn't want it to sound like I was Houston, getting too big for my britches.
This is a ghost.
And now there's a car in the image.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
See,
if this bit's
going to
land.
You can't Photoshop that in there. What are you, stupid? That's a ghost. We're looking at a ghost here.
So it begs the question, if we have clear evidence that ghosts are on Google Maps, why do people still not believe?
Not everybody uses Google Maps.
show me a ghost on Google Maps that I am inclined to
I think
is actually a ghost.
I think what needs to happen is we just need to post that picture on the Insta page so that everyone will
can see
the ghost
for themselves.
So like, here it is.
Sam, can you save that image on your phone and
so
we'll post it?
Basically what it looks like is they were taking a panorama picture where it takes part of the picture at a time. They got the guy's legs but not his upper body.
But then
yeah,
more
very,
of his upper body later.
Very logical explanation, Sam. For a picture of a ghost.
Kevin, don't embarrass me.
Then stop trying to tell us that this picture is something that it isn't, all right? Panoramic picture.
He said in an update,
ghost.
Google searched for ghosts on Google Maps to see the news coverage by the media. I did that, and there was no coverage by any media.
Wait, what?
He told me, look for ghosts on Google Map and look for media coverage. Let me see how far down I have to scroll before...
Media coverage? What does that mean?
YouTube. 10 creepy places you can visit on... Okay, on Inverse. I don't know what Inverse is. 15 Google Map images that seem to freak people out. Nothing. This is nothing. I've been given nothing.
Okay, well,
do you want me to
it.
Give you guys a different... This was not the well I thought it would be. Do you guys want me to just move on?
I seem to have found a small nugget of gold.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, no, this is...
Well, in the ghost picture,
really,
yeah.
Really, it's just a matter... The reason that it's not the well that you thought it was is because really all that needs to happen is that more people just need to see these images.
Yeah.
And problem is solved.
Well, let me give a quick part two to this because that took up almost no time. Which paranormal humanoid creature is more scarier, the Slenderman or the Crooked Man? Since both of them rank about a 1.3 on the Scarometer, the Undertaker from wrestling.
Whoa, slow down.
I'm trying not to laugh. The Undertaker from wrestling ranks a 5, just for comparison. I'd have to go with the Slender guy, but not by much. That comes from Obi-Wan Knievel. That was his answer.
First of all, his name is Slender Man, and don't you dare ever call him Slender guy.
Is it actually Slender Man, though? Who's the other guy?
The Crooked Man? I have no idea who the Crooked Man is.
What if these are two completely different... How can we know?
Then don't take the name of Slender... Whoa.
He called him Slender Guy. Maybe it's a different guy.
No, he called him Slender Man, and then he called him Slender Guy like they were shooting the breeze.
I think you guys are forgetting that.
Hey, you don't know Slender Man like
Slender
that.
Slender Guy. How are you?
Slender Guy, what's up, dog? No, you don't know him like that. You're not friends.
I think you guys are forgetting that.
You're not close.
Our friend Obi-Wan Knievel... only ranks Slenderman a 1.3 on the Scarometer and ranks the Undertaker from WWE as a full five on the Scarometer.
Whatever.
Yeah, dude, your freaking Scarometer, whatever the heck you said, that's whack.
How do you know? What if
you change the batteries?
Whoa. I like to think of myself as a fairly slender fellow. Maybe he's got
don't
me.
Don't say it though.
Maybe he's got me pegged. Any general slender man.
No.
No,
any
he said
slender guy.
No, it no. specifically says which paranormal humanoid is more scarier.
Yeah. Me? The slender people?
You're a paranormal humanoid?
Maybe he thinks that I am.
Yeah, the
man's
is his
too,
opinion.
The man's too slender.
Okay, is slender man plural or singular?
Is it capitalized?
It is capitalized.
And singular?
Singular. Slender man.
Okay, there you go. He's not saying the slender men, any man that is slender.
The slender man.
If you're
a 1.3 on the scale.
He might be a listener of the podcast. I mean, I'm pretty sure if I think back, we've only referred to Sam as the slender man. His name is Sam, you guys.
Slender Sam?
I wonder where our podcast ranks on the Scarometer. I bet we're at like a 3. We're not Undertaker scary.
You think we're scarier
than Slender Man? I would say so. I would rather meet Slender Man than listen to our podcast.
I've had enough
of
the name of Slender Man being taken in vain.
I just don't see us spooking somebody more than... Here you are out in the middle of the forest.
It was a goof.
Slender guy approaches.
I would be terrified.
Nope.
Yep.
That guy's like a 0 on the Scarometer.
And now, Parallel Universe... Same time, same place, our podcast starts.
Uh-oh, are you saying that
playing
us,
out of your phone.
Us doing this podcast is willing these stories into existence? Are we creating the paranormal?
Are we just also going to like forget that Crooked Man is a thing?
You want me to do a quick Google search on Crooked Man?
That sounds very scary, honestly.
I'm searching this up too.
Crooked Man sounds far more.
The Crooked Man is a 2016 film. This is the first image. I don't like it.
Who is Slender?
Not as bad as I thought.
It's worse than I thought personally. Don't like the big gaping maw.
I was expecting crookedness.
Oh, you can buy a figurine.
He just looks like the Joker's bro.
You can buy a figurine on Amazon.
Is that the Crooked Man?
That is the Conjuring Universe Crooked Man.
I want to see.
Here.
He's just a.
He's a man with a bowler hat for eyes.
He's got a crooked umbrella. That's why we're calling him Crooked Man.
This is $41. It'll get here by December 18th. I'm buying it.
I have Googled.
It's on sale. It's normally $58. Why would I not? Oh, wait. Plus 20 for shipping. Plus 20 for shipping? $20? This thing better be life size.
Houston went.
Oh, they have confirmed the hat is removable.
Houston
on the figurine.
Went from 10 to 0 on that purchase.
Oh my gosh!
It was like $40 by December 18th. I'm buying it right now, and then $20 shipping. This is a rip.
Can I tell you about my Google search?
Yeah.
I typed in, "Who is Slender Guy?" And the result is Slender Man.
Good.
And the Slender Man is a fictional supernatural character.
Oh, really? It doesn't say Slender Guy?
That's
weird.
AKA Slender Guy in some...
Oh, really? Where? Where does that say? Yeah, you liar.
Wikipedia.
You freaking liar.
In some cultures.
Well, Kevin, inside
voice. Look
at
his face.
Please.
He's lying through his teeth.
Did you guys know that he originated as Creepypasta?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did know that.
I did not know that, but
yeah.
That makes sense. I
he was
see that.
He was like part of a story.
What's really scary is freaking Momo, dude.
Momo is freaky.
I still can't get over Momo, and she was a very brief thing.
I have no idea.
I remember looking
about.
Up.
You don't know who Momo is?
No.
Look up Momo right now. Unless it brings up Avatar. Avatar's been
it
a
will.
Hot topic lately.
Yeah, Avatar's going to be number one, but.
Oh, yeah, and I see her.
Yeah, she's freaky. If
very
you,
freaky.
I don't want to say NSFW, but I don't want to tell every like who, potentially young, frightenable listener to go look up Momo.
Slenderman is like, okay, yeah, this guy's like a ghost, but. Momo is actually a disturbing image.
Yeah. Remember when I brought the Aiyuoki to the table like years ago?
Yes. Wait, what?
It wasn't actually. We've always done this podcast. It kind of reminded me of Momo in a way that I just did not like looking at it at all.
Yeah. So what's the question at hand? Are we voting? Who wins the fight?
I'm going to say Slender Man.
I don't know enough about Crooked Man.
He's from The Conjuring too. I just looked him up.
I say Slender Man, dude. From what I've seen, we're calling this guy Crooked Man because his umbrella is crooked. He's not even the Crooked Man.
He was frightening.
He has crooked things.
But Slenderman's like quiet, like unassuming, is like freaky in and of itself.
Slenderman's very quiet and then very loud.
Like if something has like a sharp rows of teeth and is like laughing sinisterly, or something is just moving towards me with like confidence of like, you can't get away, I'm going to kill you. That's more scary than sharp teeth and to me, but I don't know.
I would say they are basically the same.
So it's a draw. Look at Mr. Middle Ground, middle of the fence. Hope your butt doesn't hurt from sitting on the middle of that fence for too long.
Boo to that.
That's a real... Boo's you've never heard
all
that?
Around.
You've never heard that phrase?
No, and I don't want to hear it again. How are we doing on time? Do I have a time?
Yeah, no, we have plenty of time. We have time to make the rounds.
I haven't been keeping track at all.
Like I said, we've always done this podcast. That's probably a conspiracy. There's probably some listeners who think we're just three ghosts doing this.
I wonder how he pops his umbrella out.
How he pops his what?
His umbrella out.
It's just kind of
like anyone else. It's an umbrella.
It's just like a bendy straw.
No.
Yeah.
That's not how that works. The thing slides up.
Yeah, so it just slides around.
Nope.
It slides around like a snake.
You're wrong.
It's a bendy straw, Sam. Why?
How does that umbrella extend?
It's like a lightning bolt.
Impossible.
For the listeners, it looks like a lightning bolt.
Bendy straw.
That is unethical.
Unethical. It is morally wrong to have an umbrella in that shape.
Okay, well, Sam, we need another 30 minutes to talk about the ethics behind Crooked Man, but we don't have that. So
we'll just use 20 instead.
So I'm moving...
Please
I'm
move
moving on.
Please.
I just had a creepy experience that just happened a while ago. That was a little redundant, but I'm going to let it slide.
You've given it so much extra time and attention. It didn't slide.
Yeah, I'm not going to roast him for it. That's what that means. Right? Okay, you guys don't know. You don't know.
I'm cutting all of this.
Kevin, the one thing I just want to point out is that we did not slide.
We're still in audio hell because we're still talking about this.
No, if I say that, if just because I
this
said
is a
I'm
bumpy
letting
road,
something
Kevin,
slide,
my voice is raised.
Doesn't mean that we have not let it slide anymore.
Just gotta read it. Just gotta read the whole thing.
I was going to my grandma's dark room that was only lit up by her computer screen to go to the bathroom.
Fair? That is a scary room when you're a small child.
Grandma's dark room?
Not just the computer room. When it's dark and you see the light in there, you're like, there's something going on. Don't want to be in there.
Right before I was about to open the door to her bathroom, I remember turning around and seeing a creepy girl's face behind my grandma's computer chair.
No! You're so far away from your mic, I literally don't know if that got picked up.
I'm sure it did to some degree.
There you go.
Behind my grandma's computer chair where her face was looking over the top of the chair where her face looked like she was mad about something. Part of her face was dark.
Well, she probably was. You just barely walked in on her.
Oh, wait, no, this is good. This is good. Part of her face was dark by the darkness of the room.
Oh, so the darkness of the room made it hard to see, is what he's trying to get across.
She had a ribbon in her hair that it made her look like a kid from the 1950s or something, based on the way she looked, and her skin looked dead pale, too. I just looked at her for a second and then continued going into the bathroom.
See, wait.
Who is this king of horror?
He's like, to look in there
a
and
man's
be like,
gotta,
I have no time for this.
Wait, you gotta
I'm sorry. I'd love to pay this the attention that it deserves because this is really something.
But I have to go.
I'm about
to
now.
Poop my pants.
We've had other stories like that. Remember the one with the kid and his sister? And then the ghost came in the room, and so they were both like, I gotta use the bathroom. And left their sibling there to die?
I do remember that.
You remember that one where the kid is running so fast to the bathroom that he runs right through the ghost?
I don't remember.
I don't remember that either.
Is that a story?
I shared that one a long time ago.
Is that like year one stuff? I guess
probably.
We're only hilarious. In year two.
So I guess that's. I guess bathroom just trumps ghost.
Bathroom trumps ghost. Ghost can't enter bathroom.
He freaking goes. Can we talk about that pee though? Like you have just encountered this.
No, you do.
Listen. You have just seen this freaking ghost chick.
Apparently I do.
You do.
Please, let's talk about this.
You've seen this ghost chick. She's angry. That's all you know, is that she is angry at you. And you're like, I have to pee. So then you go in and you just walk right past her. You start peeing. That's going to be like a 30-second pee. And you're like,
Hold on, I have
to go back out there. She's going to be there.
She's waiting for me.
And this is all, you're peeing this whole time. Sweating. You're like about to die, but you're like, I can't die on a full bladder. So.
Well, I would imagine that he looked at her and said, this, everything going on here, pause. We'll come back to this.
How can you expect that to happen, though? You're like, can you just wait here while I, thanks. And then you start peeing and you're like, She'll stay there.
Well, you also have to take that. You have to think that the ghost must feel very insulted in this exchange, because you have scared someone so poorly that even with a full bladder, they have not peed their pants in horror at the sight of you.
You got a point.
You're a bad ghost.
That's probably why she's angry. She's like, pee your pants. And you're like, no. See ya. Do you think she hangs around after that?
I wouldn't.
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on here, to be quite honest. 1950s chick, ribbon in the hair.
You know what? It reminds me of that.
She was probably just using the internet for the first time ever.
And she stared at you because she was looking up stuff she shouldn't have and thought,
getting a kick,
oh my gosh,
it.
I'm about to be found out. He's going to get on the computer. We've made eye contact, and I have no time to delete my browser history.
He'll see my internet history.
He'll see me pics of ghosts.
I just thought that was, I can't get over just walking into the bathroom after that. You're like, oh yeah, I have to pee. Bye, dude. That's been like my freaking biggest fear for so long. Like getting out of bed and having to go pee. You flick on the lights, and there's someone there. Like right in your face.
That's a real fear. Isn't a bit for the show. This is a real fear Kevin Siraj has had.
Yes, I know that it's not going to be there.
I've had this thought too.
Yeah, what? But it's just a thing that everyone's got. Yeah.
I've never thought that ever.
Really? I used to think that.
You flick on the light and there's going to be something there.
Or you reach for the light and there's going to be a hand already
in
the lights.
I can assure you.
I'm dumb.
That when I flick on the lights and there's a freaking 1950s girl standing there, I'm not going to just be like, pardon me,
Kevin,
I have to pee.
I literally thought it was a fear of...
See, maybe that will be the case because you've expected this for years.
It's
and when it finally
gonna...
happens, you're going to be like, finally.
It's the noise, dude. It's the earth-shattering noise that they would make to pierce the silence of the dead of night. That would scare the bejeebies.
I drink too much water and all this talk, no joke, stepping outside the curtain, I'm about to pop. I have to.
We need
to move on right now.
I regret having given you the floor to say that. If I could go back in time, I would cut you off.
Hey, you know what? I can cut it out. I'm God in this podcast world. I can make reality whatever I want it to be.
You could cut it out? You could?
He won't.
He won't.
Sam, are you...
I might.
You just look like you're studying over there. You got something for
I'm
me?
I'm studying real good stuff.
Let me hear it.
This episode is going to be like 30 minutes with me cutting 90% of the things I thought in my brain. I'm going to cut that.
Up until... Whoa. I remember... Okay, yeah, here we go.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
This comes to us from my best friend, Faith. So until now, the ghost sightings in my house and local area have been very brief, and skeptics would have been able to explain them away as tiredness or a mark on my glasses, etc. I'd like them to explain the following things away. Preface. This is day 3 of self-isolation because someone in my class at school tested positive. She got it off of her boyfriend. Blah, blah, blah. I got it from her. I'm stuck in my room for 2 weeks, so this is the perfect time for ghosts in my room to show up, and they've decided to reveal themselves in a big way. The first incident happened the night before last. I was watching something with my headphones on my laptop at around midnight, and I was half asleep, but I was determined to finish the episode I was watching. Been there, done that. I can relate. I began drifting off when I heard voices having a conversation, a male and a female. Were those voices coming from the TV?
Perhaps.
I think time will tell if she saw something.
So she's chilling and just by herself?
Yes.
Okay.
Male and female, the male voice said, "Wake up." And just like that, I was wide awake.
That would do it for me.
Okay.
The second incident happened yesterday afternoon. I was doing some schoolwork my desk when I heard a thud. Like someone had banged their leg off of something in my room. But because I'm self-isolating...
How many times has that happened to where you know
it's
what
like,
that sounds like?
I'm the only one in my room and the sound was right beside me. The third incident was about the same time and happened the same way as the first incident. So nothing to explain there. So that happened twice. Then today it all kicked off in a big way. My Wi-Fi has been dodgy in my room all morning and my Alexa stopped halfway through a song. She then started playing it again from the beginning when I asked her to play a different song, and 5 songs later she wouldn't connect to the Wi-Fi. Dodgy electrics are a sign of paranormal activity.
It's true. Technically, that's true.
Wait, what is it?
How is that true, like, in a not technically kind of...
Because that is a consistent in stories about paranormal, but there's 1,000 reasons you could be having electric problems.
True.
The Venn diagram of ghosts and electric problems technically does overlap, but it is just minimal. Minimal.
Says Master Houston.
Master Houston, god of this podcast.
Ghost Master Houston.
Yeah, Sam, this is coming from a man who has been
our phantasma god.
Any time there has been an electrical problem in a household, any household,
I've solved it.
He has been there.
I've solved it, and it was never ghosts.
Never, he says.
Never. So the Venn diagram isn't a Venn diagram.
Well, it's minuscule, Kevin.
I haven't encountered
our
it.
Our hope.
Minuscule means zero.
You've been there every time, so stop talking before you stick your foot through your mouth.
Before I make an idiot of myself.
Minuscule. I would like to believe that our hope or expectation for such has granted us a minuscule overlap.
Okay.
Minuscule.
Yeah, sure.
Then my door, which needs to be slammed to be shut properly, is fully and properly shut because I'm self-isolating. Opened slightly by itself. The only other two people in the house right now were downstairs and couldn't come to my room anyway unless they're bringing me food. My handle would have had to have been pulled down, and you would have to have had have shoulder barged my door slightly.
Okay.
I can't handle it. It's not that your writing is bad. I can't handle it. Plus, the people would have made themselves known. To top it all off, I was sending my friends a video of me explaining the incidents when I caught a shadowy figure on camera. It looked like they were bald and sheet white while wearing either a black cloak or some kind of long coat. No facial features were visible. Sounds like Slenderman.
They caught it on tape?
It looked like they were bald and sheet white while wearing either a black cloak or some kind of long coat.
Slenderman wears a suit, doesn't he? He wears like a tux.
Maybe he was chilly, so he was wearing an overcoat.
A fancy coat.
Stay safe and remember, life is only as spooky as you make it.
Indeed, whoa.
I think we just fade out there.
But the podcast ends?
That it is, Faith.
Who
my
has
friend.
The audacity to throw that in the end of your email?
My best friend, Faith.
Houston, what's there's nothing wrong with speaking some truth.
I guess.
Preaching the truths, the big true true.
The true true chain.
Oh,
train.
You had it.
And you lost it. Sounds like you got ghosts. I don't know. And Sam, you're the reader of this. You've analyzed it. You've seen it forward and backwards, up and down. Give me your analysis. Give me your rundown.
Or you just have an old house that
creaks and
opens its own doors. Maybe you just had a surge.
Or you have a new house that opens its own doors, because that's a thing now too.
A surge of air conditioning that just blew so hard that it popped your door open.
I will say, I'm sure that's an experience that every human can relate to, of sitting in your room and then somewhere in your house a door just slams and you know for a fact you're home alone.
Whoa, no. It's her door.
But then you find out it's air pressure. That's like a thing.
Yeah, but okay. Somebody didn't hear the story. Houston.
No, but I'm saying, no. I'm not saying that that's what
it
this,
had to be
I'm,
slammed.
I'm not saying that's what this was. I'm not saying that's what this was. I'm just saying that that's a feeling that I think every single human can probably relate to.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
With us.
That's all I wanted to say.
Now, for the story.
I just want to see the video.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah, why did we not get the video?
Faith.
This is, we're 0 for 2 on that. Yeah, so there's evidence out there. I don't have any, though. Here's my big, long story. I don't have the stuff that you're looking
Faith,
for,
Kevin's
though.
Upset.
Yeah, where? Send it.
Well, I just...
You have it. Send it.
This is paranormal shiz to a T. This is what it is. It is stories and word of mouth.
You sound like you're getting fed up.
And no one is willing to cough up the goods.
I'm so...
Houston has gone and made a paranormal podcast. And then has the audacity...
Been frustrated.
Has the audacity to be, like, audibly actually upset. He's actually upset about paranormal activity.
Yeah, I think that is a good basis. That is a good summary of our show.
I'm just upset when somebody captures a ghost on camera and then is like, yeah, but I will only show this to my closest friends and family.
Well, you know what?
I'd be like, hear ye, world. I have a freaking a video that I recorded and there's a ghost in it.
That might be the fastest way for that ghost to kill you, though.
Okay.
Not necessarily true.
So just talking about it, he's like, oh yeah, you could tell anyone you want that you have the video.
I'm not saying that's not true, Kevin.
But as soon as you show them, like, you're dead.
You probably broke that trust as well there.
This is a perfect segue.
Faith, you're in danger.
This is because that's not necessarily true. I don't think you posting stuff is a way for a ghost to be like, yum yum yum, time to kill this guy. Skeptics, why do you ask for proof about the paranormal when all you have to do is watch Nuke's Top 5 on YouTube? Nuke's Top 5 is chock full of evidence of the paranormal, and that's just scratching the surface.
That's literally all the
proof you need.
Whoa!
Update, Nuke's Top 5 has more than 2 million subscribers. So this man's posting ghosts willy-nilly like it's a thing to do, and he hasn't been killed yet.
Nuke's Top 5.
In preparation for this, I did watch an episode of Nuke's Top 5, the most recent episode. I'm not convinced. I can see how people could be convinced. But I personally, Houston Tanner, going in as a skeptic.
In other words,
I'm not convinced.
He's convinced.
There was just a lot of times. They were right. He does have 2.4 million subscribers. But there's just a lot of, what was that? And they all look at the camera and make this face.
Gasp.
Whoa!
Gasp. It
then
must
the ghost,
have been a ghost
scratched him, which that was kind of crazy. But there was lots of like, whoa, look at that! And then they turned, and they're like, you just missed it right when you turned around. It turned into an orb and flew away, but it was there, ghost. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, there
I
was a ghost.
What? Why aren't we smarter than this and started a YouTube channel that does that? Why didn't we do that?
We're doing that currently with the podcast.
No, Houston, we could have done that and had 2.4 million subscribers.
Instead, we have like...
Instead, we're freaking talking about the guy that has 2.4 million subscribers. But
if I'm the idiot, and it is real, and they're just dramatic people, then
ghosts are really out there scratching people up.
Then posting videos of ghosts isn't a way to get you killed. If you find a video of a ghost, don't be afraid of posting it and having bad spirits come after you. Because guess what? This guy's doing it to 2.4 million people every week.
He's making a living off of this.
And the ghosts don't care. Or the ghosts are in on it.
That's what I'm more inclined to believe.
The ghosts are in on the YouTube videos.
I think that once you get to a certain point, it doesn't matter what he says. Because it's like boy cried wolf type deal. It's like, eh, we don't really care. Who cares? Like,
what?
I don't know. If you are a ghost that has been exposed by this guy, but you're just like one in a million ghosts that's been exposed by this guy, it's like, who cares? Just one of the crew to get exposed by this.
Yeah,
scrub.
And they're probably thinking like, okay, no one's going to believe you anyway.
Yeah.
We're ghosts.
True.
This guy's just making a quick buck on me.
With the magic of, like, I watched a video the other day on Reddit.
As soon as you escalate things and kill him, that's when shiz gets real.
That's when you want to take everything down.
I watched a video the other day on Reddit. Someone animated a very lifelike octopus walking across a beach. Just more quickly than an octopus would be able to, but it said in the description, this is animated. Looked real. Looked completely real to me. And I thought, So I look at that and then I think, how easy would it be to just edit in a little shadow passing over? If we can animate a lifelike octopus just waltzing about on a beach.
It's very easy to do
that. It's very easy.
That's why he has 2.4 million subscribers.
So what is the equivalent? How do we trick 2.4 million people into thinking there are ghosts currently on the podcast with us with editing?
See, I don't want that.
What? Who? Whoa. What?
I don't want people to be afraid to approach the podcast because there are ghosts here.
Yeah, obviously, people aren't afraid because this guy's got 2.4 million checking in every week. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, they're like,
in fact, the fact that we don't have a real ghost on this podcast is probably hurting us.
That's probably the hurdle we need to get over.
We need a new fourth member who is a permanent ghost.
Hey, ain't a ghost.
Oh, here he is. What's your name, Spectre?
That isn't how ghosts
talk. You can call me.
Well, Kevin, there's a ghost right in front of us, so I don't know if you can say that's not how ghosts talk.
You can call me
Spencer.
Spencer
the Spectre.
This sounds like the end of the episode.
Spencer, do you wanna close us out?
I'll be here every week.
We'll call you.
He sounds like freaking Clayton from Drake and Josh.
We'll call you and have you come when we need you on the podcast.
Okay.
Thank you guys for listening. We set up a. I can't think of anything but Spencer. I'm only thinking of Spencer. We set up a Patreon. So if you guys want to support us, we know that these are really, really weird times. So if you can't, if you're like, oh, I want to support them, but I only have $5, you know what? You keep that. That's yours.
Keep it, but tell a friend to donate instead.
Yes, exactly. We've got some cool, like, we just learned all the ins and outs of Patreon, so we're excited about like the rewards that we can hook you guys up with if you want to donate and help the show. And if you just want to do it just to do it, that would be awesome, because we would really, really appreciate the support. It really helps us. Fantastic. So yeah, again, patreon.com/phantasmacast will get you there. Phantasmacast also for Instagram, go check us out there. Sam will be posting, or I'll post, or whoever will post those pictures of pants for you guys to get the willies over.
MagoriaCast@gmail.com. Spencer, did you have anything else to say?
No.
Anything, any other messages from the other side that you would like to... I see that you're inhabiting Sam's body. I can see the glow of his eyes when he takes over.
This isn't funny stuff. We're done.
Spencer, Kevin just called you not funny to your face. How do you feel about that?
Life's only going to be as spooky as you make it.
There it is.